And that makes it time for K1 Car Talk, an opportunity for me to spend a little bit of time with Brad Dungis and focusing on the people and the products and services of the Dungis family of autos. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you today?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It is a wonderful day. A little bit of rain, I guess.
Yeah, well, if we don't get a fair amount of rain in May, April and May, then you know the grass is not going to grow in June and July.
So. It's sure growing now, that's for
it
sure.
It is.
We got it off to a great start.
Yeah, you know, but you know, if you've got concierge service on your Lincoln, even on a day like this, you're going to make sure it's all cleaned up before you deliver that.
That's Lincoln. Right. He'll come pick it up. He'll clean it up before he brings it back, do all your service for you. That's Bruce, my brother,
right.
Who's the Lincoln specialist at the dealership. Yes, he will. And you know, he'll even dry it off when he gets it back to you if necessary.
That's great. You know, and it's important that Bartlesville has a dealership that carries the luxury brands.
I think so. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's you don't want to have to go all the way to Tulsa every time for everything. So that's why we kept Lincoln. You know, that was a choice about a few years ago, mm-hmm. whether it really made sense. It's relatively low volume brand for us, but you know, we do sell, we love the product. It's a really a great product, and mm-hmm. we have many loyal customers and have for a long time. It's actually our youngest brand of all the brands that we have. We got Lincoln in the mid-80s, mm-hmm. But it's been a great brand for us.
It has, and I think it's important that you know, you said it's a nice drive to Tulsa, but we don't want to go there every time we need an oil change.
No, especially for oil changes, for service. You know, another thing you get with Lincoln and with Dungis is great value for your service,
sure.
too. And of course, a lot of luxury brand services are known for being expensive, mm-hmm. and when you service your Lincoln and Dungis, that's just not the case typically.
No, the home of the 995 oil change.
That's right. That's for Lincolns too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's for any brand.
Any brand, that's not synthetic oil. Synthetic oil is extra in diesel oil changes. It's up to 5 quarts of OEM synthetic blend oil, so mm-hmm. it's the first rate oil, just like Toyota and Ford and all the other manufacturers recommend. We've got a full blend, different weights of different oils that we use, depending on what your vehicle calls for.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a great... same oil change you'd get anywhere else, but for about a third of the price.
Absolutely. And, of course, with the low-price tire guarantee, low-price brake guarantee, you're just there to you know, be a one-stop shop for...
Well, we want to make it easy.
Yeah.
You know, these days, our business is about convenience and making it easy, you know, whether it's buying a car and simplifying the purchase process, making it easy to buy a car and comfortable, making people comfortable in that process. But even more importantly, your services, because that's what you need more often. People change their oil, I guess, at least once a year, typically.
Well, we should certainly hope so.
Well, I mean, that's probably about the minimum you should be doing it. You know, another thing, you know, I think is important is just rotating your tires. I mean, we talk about it on the show, and when mm-hmm. we, you know, they may recommend it to you. A lot of people pass on that, and, you know, the truth is, in today's world, with these synthetic oils, that it'll go 12,000 miles. I saw some oil being advertised on television that was a year, it was a time-based element. You were only supposed to change it once a year.
Mm-hmm.
But your tires need to be rotated about every 5,000 miles, regardless. And, you know, that's just going to extend the life of your tires. It's going to keep your traction on the ground right. It's going to give you better fuel economy. But really, over time, it's just going to save you money on your tires, because they're going to wear a lot less evenly if you don't keep them rotated. And when they wear unevenly, they're going to wear out quicker and be less safe as they do wear out.
Well,
so
it just changes the driving experience if you've got...
Well, I mean, that's a completely different thing. I mean, anytime you've got new tires on a you know, maybe a 3 or 4 year old car, it seems like a new car. I mean,
yeah.
It really drives much better. And you realize how important the tires are when you do that, when you go from a pretty worn tire. But, you know, truthfully, if you rotate and maintain your tires right, you know, they can wear pretty evenly. And, you know, it depends a little bit on the type of vehicle and how you use your vehicle. I mean, if you drive at high speeds and turn a lot or drive a lot on gravel roads, I mean, you're going to have different issues than someone who's always up and down the highway or doing consistent driving. But, you know, there's always those variables. But at the same time, you want to keep your good traction. You can wear, keep a tire for a long time, down to 3/32nds is what we'd recommend changing them at that point.
Well, that's the nice thing about it. And of course, at 3/32nds, that's the mark that you do kind of say it's time to get a new set of tires. But if you've got tires for life, I don't have to pay for them.
That's right. Well, that's true. And you know, that's one of our great programs that many of our customers take advantage of is Tires for Life. And I know you do that. And anyway, it's a great program. And the way that works is we'll actually come in road when you do your oil changes or every 5,000 miles, depending on how that's scheduled, we'll rotate your tires for free. You've got to pay for a balance every year. But other than that, it's on us. The tires, are once they're worn out, we're going to replace them at no cost to you.
That's a great deal. You brought some friends along again.
That's right. We'd like to bring in people from the community. And today we've got friends from ARF, from Animal Rescue Foundation. And a couple of our good friends there. You guys have an event coming up, I know. And so we've got Judy Krebs and George Charleston. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about your events. I think coming up on May 20th, you've got two big deals.
Yeah, on May 20th, we have an association with Arrowhead Charities, the Doggy Dash, which is going to be held down in the Lee Lake across from Lowe's. And the dog walk starts about 8:30. We have a Doggy Dash 5K at 9 and an afternoon dog walk at 1. It benefits both Washington County SPCA and ARF will get benefit from this. This is the second year that Arrowhead Charities has started this program. They want to make it an annual event. It's been great support. And we're also at the same time going to have a carnival, canine carnival at the Cooper Dog Park in association with this.
So it's all day long, a race and dog, a great carnival.
Yeah, it starts about 8 in the morning and goes to 3 in the afternoon. The 1 mile doggy walk costs 15 and a 5K one 25, and they have t-shirts for $25. Information on this can be found at arrowheadcharities.com.
And you mentioned this is something that benefits both the Animal Rescue Foundation, the SPCA, through Arrowhead Charities.
Yes.
And I know I've heard about that. I guess you guys have come together to create this organization. Tell us a little bit.
Well, Arrowhead.
It's an association with Arrowhead. They're the ones that started it, and they wanted to benefit Washington County, and so they felt that ARF and SPCA both have wonderful programs, and they wanted to be able to give to the community.
I was interested in that. Hopefully it's not a stupid question, but no. I mean, it's one of those things I think people would be interested in.
And they want to get more of the community, so that's why they're doing the Canine Carnival this year, where people can come out and rent a booth, and they can show their wares.
Yeah, because not everybody wants to run, or their animal may not be quite so athletic.
Right.
I know mine used to be a bit more athletic than she is today. I don't think she could run very far.
And so that's why they thought, well, the Canine Carnival, they can get the community more involved along with it, so people can rent a booth, and they can show what they have, and they don't have to be doggy related, but you know,
there'll
that's
be some,
thing.
I'm
yeah,
sure.
That there will be.
And that sounds so intriguing, the carnival, and what might be there. I mean, is this the first one of these?
This is the first carnival, and so it's kind of, we don't know what's going to be there,
sure.
So it'll be kind of fun.
What do you expect?
What we expect is we welcome vendors, and some of the vendors we expect to be there will be pet supplies and products, food vendors, local regional business displays, free market style vendors, and antique vendors.
All right.
We know that you are one of the sponsor supporters of this Doggy Dash and carnival, so we're expecting a lot of fun, a lot of activities for everybody in the community.
Well, it sounds like it. Basically all day long from 8 o'clock in the morning till 3 o'clock out by the dog park and Lee Lake.
And kind of get that area more involved because it is brand new and things like that. And a lot of people say, where's Lee Lake? Well, you'll find out.
It's all been renovated lately, and the dog park is relatively new in the last several years. And If people don't know, it's located right across from Lowe's on the, and the construction is down the road a little bit. You have to look out for that. There's right. some traffic issues with the construction, but it's easy there on the north side of the road, near the soccer fields, and Lee Lake is where the dog park is. And, right. That's a great place to just bring your dog. If you don't have a place for your dog to run, mm-hmm. You can go in there. The dogs are so social when they go there. I think right. it's a great thing. Well, let's talk a little bit more about what Animal Rescue Foundation does, because I think that's something people also will be interested in. And you know, what are these funds going to help you guys do?
The Animal Rescue Foundation is a all volunteer organization. There's no paid staff. We are rescue and adoption sanctuary. Right now, we have approximately 33 cats that are available. Some of them are available for adoption, some of them not. We do not euthanize any of our animals. We have several senior cats that permanently live with us. They stay there and we have sponsors for them. And we're in the process now of starting to build the dog area. Where we'll have the capability to handle dogs, and we'll have 13 runs for dogs. So we'll have both capability of both cats and dogs being able. And with Senior Partners Program, which we just initiated, is our hope is to senior dogs and cats, so anyone that's over 7 years.
Okay.
A lot of times we get a lot of seniors that have animals that have trouble with expenses, medical expenses and okay. stuff, and food and stuff like that. So the program is going to be helping them and making sure that they can keep their animal, and with our help, and when it's time for that they're no longer there, the animal can come to us and they'll live out the life with us.
So it's not always just rescuing an animal, it's also working with pet owners to help them bridge that, as not unlike when people age. Yeah. I mean, that's very interesting.
And another program we've got, we partnered with Washington County SPCA and some local vets, and we have established a low-cost neuter spay program.
Okay.
And we held clinics. The next clinic is Saturday, and today is we need people to have said that have signed up to make the payments today, so we can make sure that we have the minimum number of people for the vets to come in Saturday and do spay and neuter.
Okay.
Last year we did, when we started this program, we did over 268 animals.
Wow.
This is going to continue on. One of the things that we're looking at in the new dog area that we're building is we're going to have a vet room where we can do spay and neuter surgeries in-house, and which will help we increase the number of animals we can service and make it easier for the low-cost people.
That's excellent.
We also, at the end of the year, on the 1st of December, we have putting on the leash dinner. Fundraiser
okay.
at Johnson Sayre building downtown. It's on the third floor. It's mainly one of the biggest supports. We have a live auction, a silent auction. We have dinner, you can. It costs $60, which $30 of that is tax write-off.
Okay.
We generate a lot of money, and that's one of the biggest fundraisers we have to. Keep the programs that we go.
And you have that scheduled already for
yeah,
this year?
Yeah, it's already scheduled, already set up, and we've got a monthly schedule of what we need to do to make sure that comes off.
And that will be December 1st?
December 1st.
All right,
1st.
Excellent.
Yeah, and then other programs we help to help the community is we have a PAWS program, Pet Assistance Welfare, where low-income people will call us up and say, well, I've got an animal that needs to go to the vet. I don't have any money to do that. So we have, with the limited amount of funding we get that we have for that program, we usually limit it between $100 for to help them take the animal to the vet.
Okay.
And we had an incident last week where we had a cat that had some heart issues. It had to go in, and we were able to provide them a $150 for them to go get the animal checked out. And of course, they're responsible for the balance or whatever it is. So besides, we have adoptions, we have permanent rescues, we have spay and neuter program, the PAWS program. So there's a lot of activities we have that support the community.
That's really, is a lot, and all volunteer done. So, yeah. I mean, you really must need a people, a lot of people. How many people are involved in this? Do you have any idea?
We have a board, which consists of a president, vice president, and secretary. That's five people. Mm-hmm. And then we have an advisory board, which I'm a part of, which has about 15 members. Mm-hmm. And then that's the bulk of
it. Most of you are all very active, and I would assume, with so many organizations.
Yeah.
And one thing, if you have time on any day of the week, Monday through Saturday, you can come down from 1 to 4 and visit the kitties, pet them, love on them. They love that, play with them. And all of our cats are not in cages. They're free roam in the cat room. And unless they're in isolation for some reason, they're free. And so they love to be petted and loved.
The public can come.
The public can come, and they're welcome, and we encourage it.
Where are you located? Let's talk about that.
Okay.
We're off Highway 60, just before it goes into two-lane, four-way, and there's...
Across from
the industrial park out by Bison Road.
Right.
Yeah. And the dog park out there, we have that. And then we just built a new building.
I've seen that. Mm-hmm.
So we're in the process of getting new signs so it's more visible to everybody.
I've known you were out there for a while, but visibility is one of those things. And I've seen a lot of activity and things happening over the last several years. But,
we're getting our signs to get them put up on the building and then have a sign out by the road too, so people will know where we are and can stop in. Welcome anybody that would like to come in and help. We also need donations of cat food, dog food. And you might say, well, you don't have dogs, why do you need dog foods? Well, a lot of people, if they can't afford food for their dogs, a lot of times then they end up taking them like to the SPCA or something like that. We try instead to let them keep it so they can come to us and get the dog food to help them out. And so we need those donations and also litter for our kitties.
That's a neat thing about what you do, that it's not just the rescue, but it's the preventing the need to rescue the animal at some point. That's a really neat thing about your programs. So back to the event coming up. It's May 20th. We've got the Doggy Dash, which is got a dog walk in the morning plus a 5K and an afternoon dog walk, I understand. And then also all day long out there, near Lee Lake and the Cooper Dog Park, where that event will be going on. You've got the Canine Carnival going, where you'll have vendors and all kinds of, mostly dog-related, I guess, stuff, but all kinds of things available for the community. And not just dogs, but I guess you can bring your pet. You can have enter the race with your dog if you want.
Right.
You can have some time in the dog park and go to the carnival.
Mm-hmm.
The other good thing for the community is our low-cost spay and neuter program. We charge $45 for a cat, and a dog, if it's under 50 pounds, it's $60. If it's over 50 pounds, it's $70. But if you go to any local vet or any areas or anything like that, it's usually double.
Double, okay.
Yeah, so we want to make sure that we get as many as we can because if they're not spayed or neutered, then they can increase the population real fast. And it's become a major problem in Oklahoma. We make every effort to help any animal in need that we can, dogs and cats, depending on, they call us up all the time. So we try to help as much as we can.
Awesome. So it's all about saving the animals, and event coming up May 20th, Animal Rescue Foundation. Great stuff going on, guys. I really appreciate you coming in to tell us all about this. It sounds like a really great organization. So tell them again how they can get more information on any of the events we talked about today. You've got different websites or how to volunteer. So you got websites, phone numbers, stuff like
they
that.
They can go on our website, which is www.arfoklahoma.org, or just stop in. Okay. Stop in and walk in the door. Yeah. You know, we don't, you know, we just encourage everybody.
Hours?
Or 1 to 4 every day of the week, except for Sunday.
Okay.
And so, and if you have a group, like the other day, we had Girl Scouts in. We had some high school kids that came by and they wanted to do it. That's fine with us.
Yep.
And as far as the Doggy Dash, Arrowhead Charities at arrowheadcharities.com, that's a good place to go. And
is there online registration for the race there?
Yes, online registrations and everything.
And then there's also booth.
And this is going to be, I see, a certified USA track and field course. So this is a certified course for those of you interested in that. It really is going to be 5K. It's on the on a new course on Pathfinder and Robinwood. Yeah. So that should be interesting to people too. And I don't know of a lot of that's right. A lot of our races are kind of in the same place. And this is, I haven't heard of a lot starting there. So that'll be great.
Yeah. So it's a little bit different of a pathway for them. So it'll be a little bit different things to look at while they're running.
And for you serious runners, that is the 5K. That'll be starting at 9 o'clock on the May 20th. And that's that one, I think, was $25, you said, to register for the 5K. Coming up there, and another great opportunity for you to help support a great organization here in Bartlesville and help us take care of these animals.
Both Washington County SPCA and ARFAW got the same mission, is to help animals in need. And we work together.
We did. And I know that. And this, and so these events we were talking about benefit both organizations through the Arrowhead Charities, and you can get that, get more information there and register for the race and all the events at arrowheadcharities.com.
Yes.
Okay. Good
thank
stuff.
You.
Well, thank you guys for coming in. Appreciate
it very
much.
Very much.
Well, this will be a lot of fun, Brad, I think, and not only for pet owners, but also just, you know, for friends who just want to go out and have a nice day, so all the way around. And thanks for all the hard work that these volunteers do.
Yeah, it's amazing. Another organization here in Bartlesville that's doing all this stuff behind the scenes, and it's all volunteer-driven. It's all it's all these people that just care and want to help. And, you know, it, again, it's one of those things that, you know, you hear about it, and you know, I didn't even really know everything he did.
Nobody can know it.
No, and you know, it's great, and because all this stuff, preventive stuff they were doing, that's something I was really impressed with, and that's great. So,
well, you do a lot of preventive stuff for people's vehicles.
Well, that's right. You do the same thing with your car. You don't want to, you want to prevent the problems from developing, so you got to do your maintenance. And you know, today with the rain expected, we've got a special going on out the dealership where we'll give you $25 wiper blades for most vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
These are great wiper blades. So stop by the store and ask for the wiper blade special, and they'll fix you up.
Will you put them on for me?
Oh, yeah. We'll do it right there on the service drive. It just takes a few seconds. Doesn't have to involve a technician or anything on the wiper blades.
That's what a great deal. And, of course, I don't know. I know, you know, the truck month and everything is over, but there's always something.
Well, this is anniversary month, right?
That's what
So this is the big one. This is our 76th anniversary. So it's maybe not as big as last year. I don't know why, because it's one more year.
I was going to say,
The 75th anniversary was something that we celebrated all year, basically, and but this is 76, and so we're celebrating that with great deals across all vehicle lines, and like I said, just making your shopping experience easy and buying a car easy. You can check out our great prices online. Everything is upfront and simple, transparent. We'll show you everything about the deal, whatever you need to know. Help you put it together in the best way for you. There's so many different choices and vehicle types and ways to purchase the vehicle, leasing, purchasing, different incentives and things. That's where the hard work is, really, in the car deal, is making sure we get all those nuts and bolts and pieces of it together and finding the right car for you. I mean, today's world, with all the choices of technology and different kinds of vehicles, that's something where we really focus, is in making sure that we get our people to the right vehicle that fits their needs
and it's going to be
this time of year. The problem, probably a lot of college graduates getting ready to graduate in a couple of weeks, usually Mother's Day weekend. And there's most brands have got a discount for
college graduate, if you're graduating or you have graduated, you get special rebates. There are first time buyer programs too, and other things like that. That's what I meant about the different incentives and things. Mm-hmm. There's affinity programs, things like American Quarter Horse Association members get a special rebate on Ford trucks. So these things are just go on and on, and you got to find the very best deal. You got to ask all those questions.
Well, and that's like, you know, it's a difficult process for your professionals to make sure that they're asking all the right questions for any particular buyer.
That's right. And sometimes it's something that people feel like they really already have all the answers, and that's okay. The truth is that a lot of times people change their mind late in the process, though. We see that all the time, and it's about information. And so we really train our people that there are roles to provide information, and that's what we do.
Well, and you're obviously been doing it for 76 years now.
That's right. And don't forget about those wiper blades. I do want to mention that because it's not raining right now, and you could stop by and get that done and before the next round of rain. And probably clear now for the next few hours, it looks like, but I know by tonight and tomorrow especially.
Yeah, we're gonna checking out the forecast here. 90% chance for rain today. We've obviously already had some, but they're saying tonight and tomorrow rain chance is 100%, and then down to only about 80% tomorrow night. At least for the next 24 to 48, rain.
And since we're talking about cars, I will remind everyone, your cars are not boats. They are not meant to go through deep water. So turn around. I mean, I know people say that, and sometimes it's tempting to just push on through, but your safety is important to us, and it's important, so don't do it.
Let the stunt drivers make all those nice big splashes through, because they paid professionals.
That's right.
if you do find yourself in a situation like that, you've got a great body shop that can put my car right
hopefully back. Hopefully it won't to come it to that, but if it does, yes, Dundas Body Shop is a great facility. Back a few years ago, we built a state-of-the-art facility. In fact, it's been 15, 16 years now. But it is still state-of-the-art. We just upgraded all our paint systems. We've got two great paint booths, and then some prep stations and different facilities on the paint side. A great frame machine, do everything from the hardest hits to little dents and dings and restorations. Anything you can imagine being done in body work. Paint.
The last time I was talking to Joe, these new new aluminum trucks have changed the way paint is applied to a vehicle.
Oh, yeah. Now we have to stay up on all that. Welding is very different with aluminum, and how the cars are built with aluminum has changed.
Mm-hmm.
So we're constantly trying to stay up with all that, and go to our iCar training. We're one of the only iCar Platinum shops in the state of Oklahoma, and with a gold class team, everybody goes and completes all the iCar training, which is the certification program for body shop dealership body shops in the U.S. And we're really proud of that and invest a lot in that. And that's a real important part of our business.
Well, if somebody is interested in shopping for a different car, whether it's a brand new vehicle or simply new to them, you've got everything online. They can do it at night after they've closed, or head out there right now.
DungesChoice.com, that's where it is. You can look at pictures of almost every vehicle we have, actual pictures of the new and used vehicles. We try to get everything. Enrique and the guys in the detail shop do that as they prep the vehicles before that we can put them on the lot. I try to get really good pictures with as many as we can, particularly on the used vehicles, because they are used, and we want to show you everything about the vehicle. If it has a blemish, let's go ahead and show that it is used. Sometimes you're shopping for a new vehicle online, and you get all these pictures, and they're stock photos.
Yeah.
And we like to put real pictures of our cars up there.
Yeah, so if it's a red car, why are you showing me pictures of this green one? Again, DungesChoice.com, and ask about the We Will Buy Your Car program.
That's too. Right. And don't forget about the Animal Rescue Foundation and the big stuff coming up on May 20th at the Cooper Dog Park with the Doggy Dash and the Canine Carnival.
News on the way next. For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227.